Now, in terms of judicial effects, judicial consequences, and those of you who are conservatives or Republicans, I just want you to just don't shoot the messenger. But the appeals court and certainly the Supreme Court has moved to the left. That means that any policies that you like as a conservative are in danger of being struck down. But there's no real reason. They're in danger of being struck down based upon whatever citation the majority wants to make. This is not just new things you want to do. These are old things you already did that you thought were already upheld by the Supreme Court. But they won't overturn precedent. Yeah, I don't believe you should nurse any such fantasies. So in the judicial situation, you want to get in federal court if you're a Republican or a conservative, which wasn't the case until recently, but now it is very much the case. It also means that, as I said earlier, that gerrymandering is a different storyline. All you have to do, again, is look at Pennsylvania, think through how that might work out. The same provisions, the Pennsylvania, very general, nonspecific provisions in the Pennsylvania Constitution are also in our Constitution. So we'll see what happens.